Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Hard Hits. I'm your host, Derek Felix, and a little bit of an abbreviated edition, as a little bit under the weather I am. So sorry that I did not start the show on time, but I'd like to bring in my co-host when he calls in, JPG. This is the Hard Hits Network. It is 11:48 in the evening. This show was supposed to go from 11 to 11:30, but I wasn't feeling well. I'm still not feeling great. It was supposed to start at 11:30 to 12, and I couldn't even get it started then. Brother. So I'm having one of those nights where, brother. I think that everybody goes through this sometimes, and I am not talking about, like, being sick. I was talking about other stuff, so... Stuff that I'd rather not think about. So, yeah, it's one of those nights for me. Let's start the show off, though. We still have about 11 minutes live. If you do tune in, we will do 15 minutes of overtime. So, it'll still be about 27 minutes of show. I'm gonna do basketball. Both the Nets and Knicks were in action tonight. The Nets had a 7-game win streak snapped. They've been playing really good ball, but they were able to keep it going. They lost to the Indiana Pacers 114-106. I did not watch too much of this game, but I know the Pacers led. They led pretty much from start to finish. Then that's, I think, made one little run to get it down to four. But it was a tough night for D'Angelo Russell. Four turnovers and only three assists. No, he had nine assists. Four turnovers and only 3 points. Nine assists. Dinwiddie came off the bench. He was good. But the Pacers got a really good game out of Oladipo. He had like 26 points, nine rebounds, I want to say, and like four or five assists. And the Pacers had a lot of guys in double digits. So they go into Brooklyn and they go in and they beat the Nets, and that's 4-13-17. And the Nets win streak is no more. The Knicks, on the other hand, they lost to the Atlanta Hawks. God almighty. I mean, I don't really know what to say. Look, these two teams don't play any defense. And the Knicks did whatever they wanted in the first half. They scored 69 points. They were up 69-60 at the half. And Kevin Knox scored 20. I think he had 20 or 21 of his 24 in the first half. He was really going for them. And Hardaway did not have a good night, but he scored in the first half. Mudiay had the big game. He had 32 points. The problem for the Knicks is they don't play defense either. And the Hawks obviously played a lot better in the second half. I didn't see a lot of the second half. I was flipping around. The Hawks outscored the Knicks 54-38. So that's a very bad thing for the Knicks. Knicks lose 114-107, and the Knicks fall 9-25 at home. They lost the game at home 9-25, and the Hawks are 8-23. So technically, you could say the Hawks actually have, or by percentage points, a little better. That's pretty crazy. 15-10 for Trae Young. He had a good game for the Hawks, and they had like six guys in double digits. Hey, even the ghost of Jeremy Lin had a good game. So that was not a good effort by the Knicks, but it's really those are the games that you like to see them win. I'm gonna bring my co-host in if this switchboard would actually work for a change instead of being strange. Okay, here it is. All right, so let me bring in my co-host and we can get to the third game. That was the Celtics losing to the Milwaukee Bucks. So let's bring in my co-host, the one and only John Gianorio. Hey, John. What's up?
I'm already sick of this Anthony Davis crap, Derek.
Well, I'm not watching, so I'm kind of glad that I'm not watching because I know what you're probably listening to, and I know it probably sounds just stupid. And
Oh my God, I don't have anything else to say. When did this start? Why is this happening?
Because LeBron James is a hoe. That's what it comes down to.
Oh my God.
You know, he went out to dinner with Carmelo Anthony the other night before the Net game. I mean, he just wants to bring all his friends, all his buddies into Hollywood with him. You know? Remember the old commercial? The old commercial, My Buddy and Me? Or whatever. They used to have this old commercial where you get your buddy, your own buddy. It's like an old cartoon commercial. No, like your own doll commercial, right? I don't know if you were around for this. It was called My Buddy and Me.
Yeah, I remember My Buddy.
Yeah, that's what LeBron James is. So he wants to play with his buddies. You know, he needs a little help from his friends. You know, the old Wonder Years theme is alive and well. So, wow, I actually found the commercial from 1985. Wow, the year that you were born, son. The Celtics, I watched the first half of it, and it was just like, well, they're not going to win this game. You know what the funny part is? They started off with a 10-1 start. Yeah, they started off 10-1. And then the Bucks called timeout, and what, they score the next, like, 15 points, I think? Something like that. 14 zip. Yeah. I think there's a big difference between how the Bucks play and how the Celtics play. So, if you want to interject, go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the Bucks, like, the way they play is just a lot more organized, you know? The Celtics on offense, it's sort of like Kyrie going one-on-one all the time. Hayward's doing whatever he's doing. You know, Tatum, whenever he gets the ball, you're looking at probably like a bunch of dribbles and a mid-range shot. And then, you know, Milwaukee, it's sort of like just everybody clears out, Giannis drives, or somebody takes a three.
And yeah, like Middleton and Blackwell.
Yeah, they do some stuff, but it's like their offense kind of all fits together and everyone plays together.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Tony Snell, like, just destroy the Celtics in the first half. It was kind of strange.
Yeah, we were on the phone while that was going on.
Yeah. Even
Thon Maker destroyed them in the second half.
He made his first three in the first half. Wow, he wound up 4 of 5 from downtown. Well, that's pretty crazy. Those were all his shots, actually. Every shot was a 3-point shot. So, the Bucks made 16 of 40 from three, but it was like their bench, Snell and Maker, made the shots. So they had a good performance from their bench, and Kupo did what he wanted to do. And Middleton got his, you know, points and his rebounds. I just think the Bucks are a very solid team. So I guess not really that surprising.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bucks probably aren't going to usually shoot that well from three, but I think the fact that I feel like they would have won comfortably even if they had hit a more normal amount, and I think that fact has to be pretty scary for Boston.
I don't know, I just see like a Celtics team that just doesn't seem to be on the same page. You know, it seemed like they were just, like you said, going one-on-one, standing around too much. There's a lot of standing around. You want your offense to be a little more fluid. You know, last year the Celtics prided themselves on defense, and it just seemed like they don't slide, and they just let the Bucks do whatever they want. And that was just the gist of it in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is just, like, this is the reality of having Kyrie Irving on your team. Like, this is how he plays. It's how he's always played. It's he's not – if he doesn't have the ball in his hands, he's just not doing much. And even when he was on the Cavs, like, he was never really cutting or anything like that. It was sort of like my turn, your turn all the time.
Yeah, well, that's how it had to really be for him to – for him and LeBron to team up and, you know, win the title they won.
No, Wade was cutting to the hoop all the time when he played with LeBron.
Wade. Well, yeah, you know what's funny about I watched highlights. Miami, you know, they had a victory yesterday. Wade didn't really score a lot of points, but I mean, he. But I'll tell you, he. That was the win over the Rockets. Yeah, the Rockets made the big run, and then
when your boy
wound up on it.
We're calling him CP Knee or CP Hammy?
CP Knee's better. You know what? I think you're right.
You came up with it. I mean, I don't know. Like, you, it's your name.
Yeah, CP Knee is better, even though the hamstring seems to be giving him problems. I mean, the Rockets made a great effort to come back, and they took the lead. But the Heat pulled it out late. That Richardson, the Josh Richardson guy, is just... makes all sorts of plays for the Heat. And, you know, D-Wade had a couple of really explosive drives, but he did score. Yeah, I'll tell you. For a guy that's...
He can still dial it up a few times a game. But I was watching that game, and at one point he was like 1-for-7.
Yeah, I know he didn't shoot it that well. But that's funny. Like, he's retiring, and there are still times where, I'll tell you, he really can dial it up. So... I guess it's impressive. I like the fact that he is called on a career. He's had some injuries, and he realizes this time he wants to go out still being, a good performer. I think that's pretty good. And it's good that he's going out with the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that he ended up back there. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think people are going to remember the stupid Chicago thing or the stupid Cleveland thing. So,
yeah, definitely not. As we hit the overtime segment, it's funny. Will anybody even remember that he played for the Bulls? I mean, come on. I mean, really, for Cleveland. I mean, he's a Heat. He's a Miami Heat. He's there. He's their greatest player ever. Yeah.
I mean,
he is. But, well, I mean, with the exception of, when LeBron was there, but you know what I mean. I mean,
well,
to me, he's the boss.
He's the best, yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron
that's not exactly what I mean.
In Heat history.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, he did. But I mean, when you think about all-time Miami Heat, D. Wade would be number one. Alonzo Mourning would probably be number two, considering what he did there. I wonder, who would you put third on that list? Would it be Tim Hardaway? Tim Hardaway was a pretty damn good player for them. Put Tim Hardaway in there. LeBron would be in the top five, even though he only lasted 4 years before he left.
Wade number one. Who'd you have number two?
Alonzo Mourning. I put Mourning too. Because he was there for a long time.
I guess that is true.
You want to stick LeBron third, or you want to put Hardaway third? Or you want to put somebody else?
I think you got to put LeBron third just because of the two championships.
That's fair. And then maybe like Tim Hardaway and Dan Marley. Yeah.
What about Shaq?
Yeah, just trying.
You got Shaq in the top five?
Wow. I mean, how many years was he there? I know.
Just like a couple good years. I mean, I don't know how many total, but just a couple good ones.
God, I guess you could make the argument that he could be there because they won with him. We should put P.J. Brown in our top five. God, or Is it what's his name still playing? The power forward.
Oh, Haslam? Yeah, Haslam might actually be up there.
That's something. Hey, here's a little trivia for you. Name the first ever center that the Miami Heat had. Can you name the first center?
Ronnie Cicely?
You got it. Yeah, that's right. Good job.
Yeah, I used to play NBA Jam or whatever, and he was in that game.
That's right, man. The big white man from Syracuse. That's where he played his ball. Played with Derek Coleman. Yeah. They had a really good team, man. DC and Bonnie Cicely and Billy Owens. Yeah, and Sherman Douglas. Sherman Douglas played for the Heat. Yeah. He was a good player, man. He's like a cut below a Hall of Famer. But I'll tell you, Sherman Douglas, he had some really good qualities. What was Sherman Douglas's nickname? Do you know what Sherman Douglas's nickname was?
I had never heard of Sherman Douglas till today.
Wow. You know what? Look him up. I'll tell you, man. He was a really great college player, and he had a really good NBA career. His nickname is the General. Excellent college player. Very strong. And a really good NBA player. And I mean, he spent his time with, four or five different teams. He didn't overstay his welcome. The Heat, the Celtics, I forgot he was the Celtics. The Bucks, the Nets, I remember when he was the Net, and the Clippers in general. He was a really good player. He was just a good player. He was a solid player. And if you look him up, you'll notice what I'm talking about, that he was just a real good player, a better college player than he was pro, but, I mean, he could really play. He could really play the game. That's what I'll say about Sherman Douglas. That Syracuse team, that was a really tough team right there. I'll tell you that much. I will tell you that. Let's see here. So there are other NBA games going on. I see the Lakers are out in front of the Pelicans.
I guess Anthony Davis is going to demand a trade as soon as this game ends.
Maybe you should put the TV on mute so you don't have to listen to them talk about the whole Anthony Davis thing.
I have it on mute. I'm just watching, and it's still hard to watch. Like, why did all of this just explode? Like, did LeBron just decide that he had to say this? Like, what?
He has to.
What's the context to him doing this?
It's like Donald Trump when he just decides to tweet things sometimes. LeBron is very similar. Even though he hates Donald Trump, LeBron has a very similar personality. He has
to. So is Anthony Davis going to the Lakers now? Is that the consensus?
Roar. He will be a Laker. Roar. He has to be. I see Rondo returned in this game. 8 assists in his first game back. Let's switch topics. Let's switch gears. There was a big baseball trade. I don't know if we'll call it big, but it was a big trade. Nate's Dodgers finally were able to unload the salary that they need to try to get to sign Bryce Harper. We expect them to get Bryce Harper. Trading Yasiel Puig, Matt Kemp, and Alex Wood to the Cincinnati Reds. And in return, they got Home Run Bailey, who they're going to release with his $25 million that he's owed. Is he really owed that much money? Oh, my God. And they got two prospects as well. And I think the Reds also got $7 million in cash as part of the trade.
The thing about the Homer Bailey contract is it only counts for $17 million against the luxury tax or whatever.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's one of those weird deferred contracts.
Oh, so you mean like when he's like in his 50s or 60, he'll be like Bobby Bonilla collecting money. Defer payments. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. That's not until July 1st next year. Are you gonna celebrate?
I celebrate it every year, son. Why wouldn't I?
I think we should celebrate. It's one of the great bread coupon contracts.
Oh, those guys. I can't believe they still own a team. You know what's sad, Derek?
Oh, I know.
They're going to end up making billions of dollars selling that team.
Well, most stepdads are dreaming of the day that they'll sell. And they won't do it.
They will eventually.
Stay forever. Yeah, right. Before or after Brody Van Wagenen opens his mouth up too many times and they don't win a World Series.
Well, they're not gonna win, but the team's in New York, dude. It's worth a ton of money.
Oh, of course it's worth a ton of money. I mean, that's true. That's very true. Yeah. They are worth a lot of money. You're right. You're very right about that. Well, I got one thing to say to you. My buddy and me.
Good game, man.
Is it that much of a nightmare for you?
It's just depressing to watch.
What makes it depressing? Is it the fact that the Pelicans just aren't that good? Or is it something
they're
else?
First of all, they're terrible. And second, like, you can just tell, like, he's not gonna last the season there now.
What is he like a free agent or something?
He's got this year and then next year left on his contract.
Doesn't he make a lot of money already? He does, right?
He's not gonna last
like
in New Orleans. This wouldn't be going on if he was.
Hey, I see Jahlil Okafor. They actually dressed him and he's got 6 points. Oh, off the bench. A shocking surprise. Yes. Solomon Hill having a solid game.
Solid news.
Jahlil Okafor, he could have been a good offensive player, but he doesn't play defense. That's why nobody wants to play him. Maybe something off the court is why he never plays, you know? Wow.
I think it's because he's terrible on the court, man.
He doesn't even play in games, man. You know, his first year was a good year, actually. He had 17.5 points average with the Sixers and 7 rebounds. I guess he wasn't good enough defensively. So they dropped his loss. Then he dropped to 11.8 points in 22 minutes. Still shot over 50% from the field and put his rebounds drop. And then he became a Brooklyn Net, and his Brooklyn Nets stint never worked out.
Guys like that, like, they shoot a high percentage sometimes, but they turn the, like, that guy turned the ball over like crazy.
And now he's with the Pelicans. Before Verdugo blew down. You know, he's only 23 years old. Can you believe that? Yeah. Wow. I'm debating whether or not we should do another show. I don't know.
Well, the big man said he might call in, but then no word from him, apparently.
Is that like
wow. Anthony Davis just had a beautiful drive. I guess he's auditioning for his new team.
Look, Anthony Davis could play the game. You know what? I'm gonna book another show.
All right, sick.
All right, for 9:30, catered. I'm gonna make sure that it's good for him. Because if it's good for him, we could book it for 9:30. If it's not good for him, we could book it for 1. Yeah. This way we have a full half an hour. If I told you that the reason I couldn't start the show on time was because my stomach was messed up, would that shock you?
I thought you were going to say because you were shaving.
No, my insides were basically destroyed.
What happened?
I don't know. I ate something and I guess it just destroyed me. It happens sometimes. Oh, brother.
Come on.
Yeah.
Flex.
Dude, this was supposed to be an 11 o'clock show. Now we got to see if what Brian says here. We're waiting for a Brian David response. Do you have a final thought before a final shot as the show goes to kaput by the Block Talk Lady?
Let's hope that Brian David wants to do another show so that we can take this even further for our releases.
Well, I could only think of one final shot. It doesn't involve Zion Williamson having his game at the Garden and being in foul trouble, but it involves the Yankees and Manny Machado, and it involves myself. If you listen to this show, you need your head examined. We're going to do another one. It's either going to be 12:30 or it's going to be 1 o'clock, and it will be a full show. Tune in. All right, that's going to do it. We beat the Block Talk Lady. All right.
All right, son.
We'll see you soon.
Talk to you in a bit.
See you soon.